Journal. We've got both Savage Dog still on line and Blue Falcon as well. Blue Falcon calling back and wanted to respond to Savage Dog. So I'll give you guys the next 4 minutes to chat it out. Blue Falcon, you're first.
Yeah, I very much appreciate the supply guy and everything else. But there's a thing that you call, which is the people in the rear have the gear. The people at the front deal something wherever the metal meets the meat. And that's what's going on. If you don't get it, that's it. This is an alpha strike. This is a Blue Falcon calling everywhere. This is it. I don't know what else to say.
Savage Dog, I'll let you respond.
I'm not real sure what I'm responding to. Are you saying I was being a grunt and saying you guys suck? No, I was in the rear with gear too. I was fixing the gear. I was fixing their Singars radios and make sure they could communicate. And you're out there.
Yep.
Make sure they had rounds to fire downrange.
Can I speak, or is that cool?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. 90 seconds.
I very much appreciate you guys. You guys kept us where we needed to be. However, it's time to take the fucking pants off. This is fucking it, bro.
We're on radio too, so let's not curse too much.
I'm very sorry. Excuse my superlatives. I'm doing my best to stay away from it, even though I have a Juris Doctorate, and apparently I'm educated. But it's time to roll.
All right, Savage Dog, Blue Falcon, thank you both gentlemen for calling back in and staying on the lines. I appreciate just that. Folks, if you're on hold right now, stay put. We're waiting to hear President Trump speak. We're expecting that call to begin, or I guess that speech to begin in just a few moments. We are assuming that he's going to talk about Iran, but there was something on the books on his schedule for today. So we're kind of just standing by and waiting to see what the president is going to be saying in just a few moments. So we'll stay put there. We also have Robert Spencer joining the program as well. And then once we finish with Robert Spencer, we'll get back to the lines. I know there's a couple more vets on the lines right now who would like to join the program as well. So we look forward to hearing from them as well. All right, folks, in the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We have just for a limited time, so a couple more hours left over at thealexjonesstore.com. We've got our sale going on right now. It is BOGO. So when you buy creatine powder, you get a free bottle of the Sea Moss gummies or the Shilajit gummies. Okay, that's an or. So you got to head on over to the shop. We got a couple more hours left in that sale. Also, it's 25% off apparel as well. That is 25% off apparel that includes hats, t-shirts, and hoodies. 25% off. That sale now ends on Wednesday. So again, BOGO ends in just a few hours. And then the hats, hoodies, and t-shirts sale, it's 25% off. Well, that ends on Wednesday as well. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We greatly appreciate when you do and you support us here on InfoWars. We are very honored for that. And every time you can purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com, it helps us with our very next project. So you are supporting us and our efforts to keep the information war coming. All right. So we got a lot more to discuss. Again, like I mentioned, Robert Spencer will be joining the program in just a bit. He is the individual behind Jihad Watch. He's putting out all this really important information that the American people need to see. We'll also jump back to the callers as well. And we're waiting to hear from President Trump in regards to Iran. And he's got quite the busy schedule today as well. So we're expecting to hear from him in a moment. In the meantime, though, again, make sure you download the app. AlexJonesApp.com is the best place to go to make sure you can download that app. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I shut out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff, I want pro-Trump stuff, I want InfoWars stuff, I want comedy stuff, Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. A lot happening over here. We're waiting for President Donald Trump to begin speaking. He's expected to make his way any second now. He's a little behind. We're about 7 minutes late. So when we see him, we'll bring you straight there so you can hear what the president has to say in regards to Iran. We're also going to be speaking with Robert Spencer in this hour of the program as well. But we've got some callers in line too. So we might as well dive into that first since that's going on right now. We've got some great vets who have called in. And if you'd like to call into the show, of course, you are welcome. I want to hear from our vets first and hear what's on their minds. So let's turn to Jim in Montana first. Jim, welcome to the show.
Odd man out. But as far as I'm concerned, I think our Middle East foreign policy has been co-opted by the Israelis with Trump. And I kind of disagree with the lady you had on that said that we let Israel strike first. We have 60% of our deployable people in the Middle East. If we weren't there, Israel would not have struck. 95% of our Congress has taken money from AIPAC. I'm just curious as to every time Bibi comes to town, we end up bombing somebody that he wants taken out. Our guys are, and I feel so sorry for our guys that are put in harm's way for Israel. And sorry, I guess I'm odd man out, but I think we should be filling, taking care of our country, not the Middle East. Yeah. And that's just the way I feel. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Jim, thanks for calling and thank you for your service. I mean, you're not alone in that. I know a lot of us are really upset by this. And every time we do these things, I mean, all it creates is a new influx of refugees, what they call them. And so the rest of us are out here trying to figure it out and trying to figure out what's going on and why we're continuously having to do this. So you're not alone. You're definitely not alone when it comes to all of this. And so a lot of Americans are wondering, why are we doing this? Why are we putting up with this? And so, Jim, thank you for calling. No, I appreciate all different, you know, insights on the issue. I think that's really, really important that we hear from the people and everyone gives their opinions. And so that's the reason why we're taking these calls. So Jim, thank you for calling into the show. It is an honor to have you on. Here in California, I hear Baker in California would like to join our program. He's not a veteran, but he's somebody who would like to discuss Iran. Baker, welcome to the show.
Yo. Okay. Listen, I don't want to hear anymore about Iran being the biggest state sponsor of terrorism and all this. We have literally been running intelligence operations and proxy Islamic groups for decades. We destabilized the whole region. We overthrew Saddam, which created a vacuum for al-Qaeda, and then that's why you get a 20-year insurgency. It's like, listen, we sit here and go, oh, what has Iran done? Is Iran the reason we were in there for 20-plus years? Is Iran the reason we're bankrupt? Is Iran the reason terrorism? The war on terrorism is a lie. It was a lie. It's always been a lie. All we're doing, okay, by killing Khamenei, you know who's going to take power? Some crazier dude. That's why do you think there's missiles being launched into, at civilians? Because there's other psychos. Like, the way that we're going about this is not good. This is not going to turn out the way of some 5D Trump chess move. I mean, if Iran is evil for having Hezbollah and Houthis, then what are we? We literally back the Islamic State. We literally helped essentially create Al-Qaeda in the 80s. We've been running intelligence operations and networks in all these places. There are dudes. We've backed some of the worst elements of the Sunni theocratic caliphate. The Muslim Brotherhood was founded by a British trading company. They built the headquarters in Egypt. I mean, it's evil. We're a part of this game. And I thought Trump was going to dismantle it. I thought he was the chosen one. He was said to destroy the Sith, not join him. But now he's going full Darth Vader. And I don't know what we're going to do. Because this conversation that we're having is a part of their little game, and they're laughing at us. They're going, you know, so it's just, we're not, what freedom are we going to bring? What are the Iranian people going to rise up against all the different factions in there that have control? No, they're not going to do that. They're probably going to get squashed. So, and then we're going to have to go in there and back them up. It's going to be the same thing. Like, because we always, because Trump, okay, I like Trump, but even him saying the Iraq war, oh, well, it was dumb. No, it wasn't dumb. It was by design. Saddam, say what you want about him, but he was giving the people booze and food and a job and television. And when we overthrow him, we knew that it would let Al-Qaeda in. We knew it because there are dudes. There are dudes. You get the Islamic State of Iraq from that. Then you get ISIS from that with Obama and Hillary. So we have to decide, what are we going to do? I'm not a veteran. I respect veterans. But a lot of you, just because you're a veteran doesn't mean you have like this insight. It means you bought into the crap. And I'm sorry, you're courageous. You've risked your life. But we have to have the total 30,000-foot view. And this is a disaster, dude. This isn't going to be, I mean, Iran, you know what I mean? Iran has been fighting the Taliban for decades. They've been fighting Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They fight against these groups. So all we're doing is destabilizing this. What's the plan? Like, what's the long-term plan? You know what I mean? So, sorry, I don't like, yeah, okay, we can sit here and say Iran's bad, but why are they bad? If they're bad, then what are we? Because we've backed some of the worst groups. Dude, you know what I mean? It's like, it's crazy. I don't get it. And if this is all mainline information, but what happens is it turns into a factoid. You know what I mean? But it's like, it's not a factoid. It's like, this is all, it's all bullcrap, dude. And everyone knows this. So, I don't know. I think we're screwed. I think Trump went full Vader. I mean, because now the British love this because they're not talking about, you know, I don't know, what's Prince Andrew doing? Why was he with a toddler? They're not talking about that anymore. So Trump is playing into their hands. This is the same people that are willing to poison our food and water and our medicine. And it's all one big ritual. This is bad, dude. So I don't know. Maybe Trump's 5D chess, whatever. But he's going to be out of office. And then who's going to take over? Someone worse? So that's all, yeah. I got to say. I'm kind of done with it.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
you're not alone. I mean, a lot of us, and there are a lot of truths in that too. I mean, we are the ones to blame for a lot of the jihad threat that we constantly talk about. And those who were the ones who were the creators behind it don't want to take any responsibility for it. So Baker, you're right there. And I appreciate all that our vets do and how they try to defend the homeland. And yes, they've been lied to. And it's really heartbreaking that they have. But Baker, I want to thank you for calling into the show and sounding off and stating your opinion on Iran. We appreciate you doing just that. B.O. Wolf in Arizona is also on the lines. I want to get to him next. I also want to remind our audience, we're keeping our eye right now on President Trump. He's expected to deliver remarks regarding Iran at the Medal of Honor ceremony that's underway at the White House right now. So, Wolf, I'll let you take it away from here.
Okay, great. Thank you for your time, Beth. Thank you. I appreciate your time and your service. I didn't have the honor of taking that. Brianna, you're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
I had a stupid motorcycle accident. And by the way, the tincture, the turmeric tincture helped with the swelling and the pain. Thank you for that. Just ever since we attacked Iran, we didn't even go to church yesterday because I said, no, we're not going to do that. Right? And then, Representative, you complained about Representative Gonzalez in, what is it, District 31 in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
32?
I think it's 21. Yeah, I have to look it up.
Yeah, okay. You should get Brandon Herrera on. He's running against him.
Yeah, I reached out to him and asked him to come on the show. He did not respond back.
Oh, that donut. Okay. Well, okay, that's what I wanted to talk about. Okay. All right. Well, otherwise, go back to Trump. Appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate your time, and I hope you're okay after your accident, but I hope you're doing well, and I appreciate you staying on hold. Yeah, we reached out to Brandon. I have not heard back. I've actually reached out to him twice, so that's very unfortunate, and we wish him the best in his race, of course. And again, I believe Tuesday, tomorrow is the last day to vote. So if you live in it's Congressional District 23 in Texas, that is the one you're going to want to make sure to weigh in on. Just get Tony Gonzalez out of there. He's just awful. You know, personal stuff I usually don't like to weigh in on people's personal lives. You know, I'll let his wife and God handle him later on that front. But he is not good for Texans. He's been lying to Texans. And that's something that we cannot tolerate. So that's where I stand on that one. Folks, if you want to join the show, of course, we've got the number for you guys to call into. Make sure you do just that. It's 877-789-2539. And I want to get to our next caller. Tom is on the line right now. Tom, I believe... Oh, Robert's ready. Okay, let's go to Robert Spencer. Tom, hold right there. Don't go anywhere. We're going to go right back to you. Robert Spencer was supposed to come on the show with us, and we had a little bit of a technical glitch, and so we've got him all cleared and ready to go. Robert, I want to thank you for being here today. You do an incredible job, as always, on jihadwatch.org, breaking down the threat that is Islam and what's been popping up all across the world. And so we're honored to have you on the show today, as always. Again, he's the founder of Jihad Watch. You could find him at jihadwatch.org. You know, I just want to hear your takeaway of all of this. You know, we're waiting for President Trump to begin speaking right now on Iran. He's expected to do so at the Medal of Honor ceremony right now at the White House. So that will begin any second. But what we've seen in the last few hours take place in Iran, the supreme leader has now been officially killed. Your thoughts on what's unraveled?
Well, of course, it's world historical. It will change the Middle East and the entire world, likely for the better. If the Islamic Republic falls, we have to not get ahead of our skis here. The Islamic Republic is still in power. They will likely choose another supreme leader and try to go on. But it's going to be extremely difficult in light of the fact that the U.S. and Israel continue to attack and are prepared to prolong this as much as necessary. The Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, has said this is not a war for regime change. But I think there is also clearly a realistic awareness in Washington that Iran, as the Islamic Republic, is going to continue to threaten the world as long as it continues to exist. He has called upon the Iranian people to overthrow the regime. Now is their big chance. It's certainly going to be difficult. The Iranian regime still has all the guns, all the power. But with the attacks on the regime coming from the U.S. and Israel, there is a chance that a lot of the people in the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps and other pro-regime entities are going to see this is it's no longer tenable. They can't sustain the regime. They should stop making war on their own people and they'll start switching sides. We have seen this before historically, and that's what we should be hoping for now.
And Robert, I want to get to what, you know, you just alluded to. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth held a press conference a couple of hours ago, and he detailed why he believes we're there now. And we're obviously not boots on the ground, but we are working with Israel on strikes in Iran. And obviously over 40 plus of their top leaders, the regime's top military leaders have been, as the IDF says, eliminated. I want to hear your reaction to this, because you've just recently put up a piece as well, and you cite that Iran is responsible for at least 869 U.S. military personnel being killed, and that's in about a 50-year span. And that's something that Pete Hegseth was also talking about, as to all the innocent men and women who have been killed by the Iranian regime. Can you break that down for our audience to help us understand the back history in all of this?
Yeah, Hegseth said it very well. He said, we did not start this war, but we will finish it. And this is extremely important, because I think that the left is trying to make out as if the Ayatollah Khamenei was innocently tending his garden and suddenly the bombs start falling. And nothing could be further from the truth. We have to remember that the Islamic Republic of Iran has been on a war footing against the United States since its inception in 1979. There was the Iranian hostage crisis. There was the bombing of the Beirut barracks in which 243 U.S. service members were brutally murdered. And that was by Hezbollah, which is a wholly owned and operated subsidiary of the Islamic Republic of Iran. As you noted, the Islamic Republic has been responsible for the deaths of over 600 other American service members. And Khamenei said not long ago, and he has reiterated as well, that death to America, which they chant routinely, is not just a slogan. It is a policy. It was the motive, the method, the goal of their entire regime. And so this regime was a real threat to the United States. The left is not being honest about this. They have sent assassination squads to the United States to murder an Iranian dissident in New York, Masih Alinejad, and a Saudi diplomat in Washington. They have sleeper cells inside the United States, as the U.S. intelligence community has acknowledged. This is a malign actor that is actively hostile to the United States and has acted against American interests in numerous arenas, both in the United States and elsewhere. The attack, the aggression has all been on their side. As Hegseth said, all we're doing now is ending this war.
Yeah, and I want to get to that too, because he also added a couple other things. I know that there was a Daily Wire reporter in the room who asked Hegseth specifically about the sleeper cell issue, and he says that we're prepared if that is the case. And I've been breaking down the numbers that I've been given by DHS, and it looks like so far, based on the numbers, if you combine them with national intelligence, what they've put out there, Joe Kent, what he's put out there, and you break down the numbers what DHS is officially giving me, it looks like they've only rounded up about 7.8%. of those known and suspected terrorists that were released into the country by the Biden regime. Are you concerned as to a potential attack here on the homeland?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. It's a very severe threat. This is something that has gone on for years. I wrote a book called Stealth Jihad in 2008 about nonviolent efforts to spread Sharia in the United States, and noted some sleeper cell activity there, where Hezbollah cells were communicating with one another, according to the FBI, and saying now is not the time to carry out terrorist attacks because we're getting everything we want to achieve by nonviolent means. Now the situation has changed. And we just saw in Austin, Texas yesterday, a violent attack by somebody who was clearly a sympathizer of the Iranian regime. He had an undershirt that had slogans or symbols. It's not clear from what's been announced, but certainly something making it very clear underneath his Property of Allah sweatshirt that he was aligned with the Islamic Republic of Iran, that this was a revenge attack for the killing of Khamenei. And this is very likely not the only one. Now, we have to note, this is not a guy from Iran. The shooter in Texas was from Senegal. And yet he is a sympathizer and a jihadi, a sympathizer with the Iranian regime. So we have to not only be aware of Iranian migrants in the United States, certainly who've been improperly vetted during the Biden and Obama years, as well as other Muslims who are inclined to jihad terrorism and sympathetic to the Iranians who are in the United States right now. And insufficient attention has been paid to them because of the woke, politically correct fictions about Islam being a religion of peace. Well, the rubber's hitting the road now. It's time to end all this willful ignorance and delusion and look at these people with very extremely detailed and careful scrutiny before more Americans get killed.
Yeah, and Robert, you know, we have been told by so many Rhino Republicans that they stand for legal immigration, not illegal immigration. And this is an individual who was a legal immigrant, that he was able to make his way into the country, and he was legalized under the Obama years. And he's been here since 2000, actually. So he's been on U.S. soil for quite some time. Now, I found his social media pages. It's kind of hard to tell. Looks like it's him. It's his full first and last name, but it's very, very hard to tell whether or not it truly is him. That's why I've withheld a lot of the information, but it does look to be possibly him. I know prior to the shooting, he was posting photos of the Supreme Leader, but he was also kind of had like this uplifting community spirit on his social media, his Instagram and TikTok page, which again was quite strange. But this is someone, Robert, who came to our country legally, was able to make his way into our system legally. What is the threat there? Because we've been told to focus on the illegal aliens, and we weren't told to, well, I mean, we knew about it, but we were told that legal immigration is perfectly okay.
Yeah, Brianna, this is a classic example of the weakness of our whole immigration system, because they say all these people are properly vetted. They went through all these, jumped through all these hoops, and they were subject to all this scrutiny and testing. Well, the fact is that in October 2010, the Obama administration got a letter from 57 Muslim organizations demanding that all mention of Islam be removed from counterterror training. And John Brennan immediately wrote back saying, yes, we'll do it. And so what that means is that since 2010, 15, 16 years now, we have not had agents trained to have any knowledge of Islam or jihad, while Islamic jihadis are trying to get into the United States and kill Americans. And so how are they going to vet for a threat they don't even admit exists? How are they going to vet for a threat that they know nothing about? And this is the fatal weakness of the legal immigration that you're talking about. There's any number of jihadis who sailed right in and jumped through all the hoops and filled out all the forms and took all the tests, and they're totally certified as perfectly safe, and they are total 100% hardcore jihadis, because the United States government has been derelict in its duty to understand the jihad threat and deal with it adequately.
Yeah. And Robert, that's the big issue here, is that we have so many cowards. I mean, here in the state of Texas, so many cowards. I know you've done incredible work at trying to ring the alarms about all of this for decades now. I know Amy Meck, and also an ally in this fight, has been doing great work. And so many were too afraid to maybe use some words that a lot of these Muslims didn't like to hear. And they bowed out of this. But we have people like Greg Abbott now trying to pretend like he's in this fight. We got about 90 seconds. I'll let you have these 90 seconds, though. Greg Abbott now all of a sudden has to guard our energy facilities here in Texas. That's what the term they're using. I'm referring to probably all, where all of our oil is stored and all our oil tankers, and obviously is what he's referring to here. What could possibly be the threat there?
Well, you've got jihadis trying to hit the pressure points where we're most vulnerable. And so we have had attacks on the energy grid for years that have been completely covered up, that have not been related to jihad terrorism. But it only stands to reason, given the communications that we've seen from the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, and other organizations that are dedicated to destroying the United States, that they would target exactly those facilities. And so when I see these endless attacks on the energy grid and on our oil supplies, on the water supplies, on things of this kind, this is exactly in line with what we see jihad groups calling for. And so Abbott is, yeah, you're right. He's trying to make it look as if he's taking a tough stance against Sharia without taking a tough stance against Sharia. And that's ultimately not going to work. He's going to have to, like all the other governors in the United States, confront this threat, because it's going to confront him.
Robert Spencer does a great job of breaking all of this down. He's wrote, I think, at least 2 dozen books, Robert, and they're all available on Amazon right now. Make sure you head on over there, and he will help you understand the issue, the Islamic threat that is here right now in the United States. Robert Spencer, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Alert, alert, alert. We're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke, fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish Sea Moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. There's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition and aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles, but it's every organ, folks. And you got to get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds and weighed 180 pounds. Squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted and get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight, and it funds the operation. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept great guys over there and gals. All up in Arkansas, where Big League's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on board right now. We got our eyes on the White House. Susie Wiles has just walked into the room. Trump is expected to deliver remarks regarding Iran. And then he's also expected to participate in the Medal of Honor ceremony happening today. So we will bring it to you once he begins to speak. But Susie Wiles has just walked in, so we're expecting to see the president, hopefully, in just a few moments. He's also just posted a clip to Twitter, it looks like. We're running that right now. We'll have it to you in just a few moments. We're also going to be trying to dive into callers for the final couple of minutes left in the show. Obviously, we want to hear from you all. So let's go to our first one. And again, I want to just remind our audience, when President Trump speaks, we're just going to go straight to that. So for those of you on the hold, just keep that in mind. I will have to interrupt and bring you straight there because I want to see what the president has to say about Iran. So let's go to our first caller right now. Let's go to Tom in Texas. Tom, welcome to the show. I hear you've served in our Navy, so thank you for your service.
I'm what's called a sea bean. By the way, that feller that called earlier that called himself Blue Falcon, that's not a good term. If I was going to say he's an effer, you know what I mean by effer? Blue Falcon stands for Buddy Effer. It's a guy that walk in and get into your foxhole, take a poop in it while you was gone fighting at the front. When you come back, your foxhole's full of his poop. Don't trust people that call themselves a Blue Falcon, little lady. They ain't worth it. As far as the Iran thing, this has been going on since I joined the military, and well, it ain't never going to get solved until we just get shed of them all. And a lot of people complain about President Trump. Have you ever heard the old saying to give somebody enough rope and they'll either hang themselves or pull themselves out? I do believe that President Trump is doing just that with a bunch of people. You just got to be patient. That's all I really got to say about it.
Well, Tom, I like your sense of optimism, and we're watching right now as President Trump is probably going to walk in any second now deliver.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. And thank you for helping me understand that. See, this is why I rely on you guys all at home when you call into the show. We, you know, we're not afraid of taking callers, but you guys could sniff them out for me and let me know. That's why we love our vets so much. And Tom, thank you for your service and thank you for joining. We'll get the screen up, the shot up right now of what's going on right now at the White House. Again, it's the Medal of Honor ceremony. It looks like President Trump is going to be walking in any second now while we wait for him to do just that. Let's get to our next guest, David in Rhode Island. David, welcome to the show. I hear you're a member of our Army, so thank you for your service.
Thank you, Brianna. I just wanted to talk about the coping that I'm seeing just constantly all over social media. And I mean, even Tom just now, you know, just trust the plan trusters, and, you know, Trump's doing 5D chess and this and that. Weren't we just over a year ago saying we want to be out of the Middle East? Didn't we vote for Trump to end these wars? I don't care if it lasts 12 days, 14 days, or 7 years, or 20 years. I don't want to be in this anymore. That's why I voted for Trump, and he sold us out. So, I mean, the level of coping, that just trust the plan, and, oh, well, now this is actually a good one. This is a good war. We were saying that in Iraq. Oh, look at these Iraqis. They're celebrating in the streets. Like, this is going to be great. It never works out the way people think. It always goes south. And Trump sold us out. I mean, it's simple as that. I mean, people need to wake up to it. The peace presidency just got us into the war and handed over the Middle East to Israel on a silver platter. I mean, they have full control now. They don't need us anymore. And the problem is that they now have a foothold in our Congress, in our political power. So unlike China or Russia or any of these other superpowers, they don't have really a foothold. Yeah, there's lobbyists. Yeah, there's probably some corruption and backdoor deals on the side, but they don't have a foothold like Israel does. And now we just made them a complete superpower with Iran out of the way. They can do whatever they want, and we have no leverage at all to stop them to go into Libya, to take more land over here, to completely take Gaza, to completely, you know, go into Syria and start stuff in Jordan, maybe take a little bit of Saudi Arabia. We have no leverage over them anymore. We just handed it over to them. And I'm so sick of putting, it could be anybody, could be any country. I'm so sick of putting other countries ahead of our own. We should be trying to be a superpower above all these people. No competition. There should be no competition between other countries and us. And
David, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? Yeah, I just want to ask you, how old are you?
I'm 37.
See, David, I think this is the tone. This is the difference too that we hear, and I hear it often because I like to hear everyone weigh in, and I'm obviously in my 30s as well. And it's a different tone. Those in their 20s and 30s want this to end because we've grown up around this. We've seen this firsthand. And we've had enough of the Middle Eastern conflicts that the United States has found themselves in the center of. And so I think that's the tone. And when I talk to those 40 and up, they seem to have a little bit more faith in the president and a little bit more trust. You know, my dad actually tells me all the time that he watches the show. And he tells me all the time, David, that I'm a little too black pill for him when it comes to what I think about President Trump and all of this. My father was more optimistic when he saw it unraveling in Iran, and I was very much against it. And so, I did say I'm trying to, you know, watch to see what the president does. I want to give him that grace because he has been good to us in the past. But I don't like what I'm seeing so far. And it seems to be like this generational thing. Like, you and I both get it, I feel like, because we're in our 30s, and obviously those in their 20s are just done with the whole Middle East. And that's why I think Israel has the biggest issue on the horizon for them specifically, because they always find themselves in the center of this. And that's why when we look at the polls, Rasmussen polls, a lot of Americans don't trust Israel. A lot of Americans are speaking out on the issue. So I think it's more of a, and it's not to be a disrespect, but I think it's perspective. I think those in their 20s and 30s who have seen what happened, I remember exactly what happened in 9/11. I remember smelling the air. I was a New Yorker. I was in New York. I remember smelling the air, the burning smell. I'll never forget that smell. And for me, I just want this all to end. And it's been something that's been ongoing for my entire life. So I think that's where our perspective is, David. And I'll let you react to that.
Yeah, I see the same thing with my mother and family members that are in that other generation. And again, it's just the trust, playing the trusters. Trump knows best. It's fine. It's fine. It'll work itself out. And, you know, the generation now is in a different mindset of trying to decouple from the Middle East. And, you know, the last thing I'm going to say here, this should be a wake up call for everybody's reality that maybe our elections don't really matter, because Trump just won on a complete mandate to mass deportations, close the border, and no new wars. And we didn't get any of it because it's just whoever pays the most. So it's like, you know, do our elections even mean anything? I want election reform as well. I mean, where's anything on that? None of it. It's just whoever has the highest ticket, the biggest checkbook, they get whatever they want. And they'll throw everybody under the bus. And then in 26 and in 28, they'll come back and go, well, you know, we tried, but we really just need your vote one more time. Every time. Thank you, Brianna.
No, thank you, David. We appreciate you calling in. And again, I love everyone's insight on this issue. I just think it's great to hear from different perspectives. That's where I truly lie on the issue. And I'm keeping my eye right now to see when President Trump begins to speak. So Bill's with us now. Bill, just so you know, heads up, Bill, he's the founder of the Loomer Fan Club. Bill wants to talk and react, but once President Trump begins to speak, Bill, I'm gonna have to cut you off. So I'll let you have the floor right now.
Excellent. Thank you, Brianna. Am I coming through loud and clear?
I could hear you, my friend. Welcome.
Thank you so much. You know, couple things. I was going to call and give Blue Falcon, your caller, some props. I could feel the pain in his voice. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of Rambo, the movie First Blood. And Rambo was part of his team, Covey team. And Falcon was one of his code names in it. I could just kind of feel the pain that you could see in that movie, Rambo. It reminded me of that. But then you had the other caller, I think it was Tom, who gave us the full meaning, which... change that call. But here's a good angle, Brianna. Here's what's been kind of making me wonder. What they're doing is they're censoring. I'm big on censorship. They're censoring all the video coming out of Israel. There's some video that's getting out. And what it looks like to me, and this is common sense, so we saw last time when we hit Iran that they fired back at Israel, and they get a lot of the shots through. A lot of them get caught by the dome. But a lot do get through, and it actually bombs the people. And for what I'm seeing kind of on the periphery, which you're not seeing in the media, and they're not talking about it, and it's censored. Why are they censoring that? Looks to me like Israel's getting the hell bombed out of it right now, and people are dying. And what they're finding out, which I think the common sense that I knew that Iran, I think, was holding back. They were shooting like the little missiles. They always, you know, just common sense, they have bigger stuff. I even think they have a nuke already. It's just common sense. You go buy one from Russia. Not a big deal. It's in a suitcase. So anyway, they're kind of setting the Israel people up for slaughter, because they know that when they go bomb Iran, Israel's going to get bombed back, right? And they know, just my, even my common sense, maybe they don't know, that they're going to be using the bigger stuff, and they have a lot of it. They have a lot of numbers. And those missiles they use to, you know, defend with the dome are very expensive. Word is they can't make them quickly. And from what I'm seeing on the outside, it looks like the Israelis were kind of set up like sitting ducks, because everybody knew they're going to get bombed back. And the bigger bombs that they have can go deeper into the ground. And it looks like, from what I'm seeing, that some of the shelters are even getting bombed. So the people are going into these shelters that are not sufficient for what they're going to get hit with. Anyway, Thanks for taking my call.
Bill, it's always an honor to have you on the program, and we love to hear from you. And yeah, I mean, I feel for these people. You know, there's a lot of people who do not like the Israeli government who actually live in Israel. And so everyone's got their particular takes on this. I remember, and you know, this was Charlie Kirk who was speaking so openly about the issue in regards to Israel, about how, you know, they were really upset with Benjamin Netanyahu before October 7th. And then October 7th shifted the narrative away in the mainstream media for them. And he wanted to highlight the fact that there were people on the ground there that were not happy. And so I just, my heart goes out to everyone, all the innocent people who find themselves in harm's way. Yes, there are evil regimes all across the world. And, you know, we do pray for them. You know, there's mixed reports, too, about how many Iranians were killed by the regime. And I think President Trump, I think it was the State of the Union, threw out a number like 30,000, which was an insane number that I actually haven't heard of. I did hear it was a couple of hundred. But it's so hard. I was talking to Alex about this, too. I was on Alex Jones's Saturday show with him. We were talking about in Iran, there was the report about the school that was bombed. They reported over 36 children murdered in that. And, you know, Alex is like, what do you think? And I just, I don't know what to think. You know, I try to sift through the information and try to be as fair and balanced as I can. But I know both sides are in an information war, and both sides are going to put out information that's factually and true. And so, I mean, I hate to, like, I don't want to see it because it'll bring me to tears, but I can't believe a story like that until I physically see the damage and I see the loss of life. And then I also would have to see to make sure that wasn't a missile that was sent by their own. I mean, Israel started reporting today, too. It's worth noting. Israel is claiming, this is IDF, that Iran is killing their own people to make it seem like this is Israel that's bombing their people. And so we're in like this information war where you have to sift through to see what's true, what's not. It's really hard to tell. I mean, that's the reason why before giving an opinion, I usually wait and bite my tongue before I say anything out publicly, because I just don't know what to say and how to weigh in on these issues. You know, my good friend Jesse Kelly was saying, everyone, you guys can hold up and wait. You don't have to have an opinion immediately. And I always try to do that. I always try to do that. So there's that. It looks like President Trump might be walking into the room in just a moment. Again, it looks like everyone's turning, so I can't really tell. But when he does begin to speak, we will halt and we will listen to the president. We're expected to hear from him on Iran. Let's turn to President Trump is now walking the room. So let's hold off on the callers for right now, because we're waiting to hear him speak. Again, this is the big ceremony for the Medal of Honor. And we're expected to hear President Trump weigh in on Iran and give the American people an update. We haven't yet heard from him in quite some time. So let's listen in.
Ceremony. Almighty God, your steady hand has guided this republic for nearly 250 years. From its birth in the wilderness to this very hour, we come to you now with grateful hearts. We assemble here today to honor men who, when the test came, were steadfast and unmovable. We thank you for the unyielding conviction of Master Sergeant Roderick Edmonds, who looked evil in the eyes and did not flinch. And we thank you for the battlefield grit of Command Sergeant Major Terry Richardson, courage that saved lives in Vietnam, and courage that stands before us today. And Lord, we thank you for Staff Sergeant Michael Aulis, who, in a final selfless act, made his own body a shield for a friend. Bless the family and friends of these great men of honor, O Lord, and forbid that we leave this place as mere admirers of their heroic deeds. Plant in our hearts a measure of their courage, that we might prove worthy of the freedom for which they and generations before them defended. Lord, now let the light of liberty continue to shine on our great nation. We pray in the strong name of the one who guides us. This will defend. Amen.
Thank you very much, Chaplain Green. Wonderful job. Appreciate it. And thank everybody for being here, and please feel free to sit. So before we begin this important ceremony, and there's no ceremony that can be much more important than this, let me provide a brief update on Operation Epic Fury. Today, the United States military continues to carry out large-scale combat operations in Iran to eliminate the grave threats posed to America by this terrible terrorist regime. Following our obliteration of Iran's nuclear program in Operation Midnight Hammer a short while ago, we warned Iran not to make any attempt to rebuild at a different location because they were unable to use the ones that we so powerfully blew up. But they ignored those warnings and refused to cease their pursuit of nuclear weapons. In addition, the regime's conventional ballistic missile program was growing rapidly and dramatically, and this posed a very clear, colossal threat to America and our forces stationed overseas. The regime already had missiles capable of hitting Europe and our bases, both local and overseas, and would soon have had missiles capable of reaching our beautiful America. The purpose of this fast-growing missile program was to shield their nuclear weapon development and make it extraordinarily difficult for anyone to stop them from making these highly forbidden by us nuclear weapons. We were the ones that were complaining. We were the ones that wanted it stopped. But everybody was behind us. They just didn't have the courage to say so. An Iranian regime armed with long-range missiles and nuclear weapons would be an intolerable threat to the Middle East, but also to the American people. Our country itself would be under threat, and it was very nearly under threat. I was very proud to have knocked out the Iran nuclear deal by President Barack Hussein Obama. That was a horrible, horrible, dangerous document. They would have had nuclear weapons 3 years ago, and they would have used them. But I'll not let that happen. For almost 47 years, this regime has been attacking the United States and killing Americans. Every time you see someone with missing arms and legs or a face that's been absolutely shattered violently, it was almost certainly caused by an Iran roadside bomb. They were put there by General Soleimani, who was the father of the roadside bomb. Very proudly, he thought, but I terminated him in my first term. This was our last best chance to strike what we're doing right now and eliminate the intolerable threats posed by this sick and sinister regime. And they are indeed sick and sinister. Our objectives are clear. First, we're destroying Iran's missile capabilities, and you see that happening on an hourly basis, and their capacity to produce brand new ones, and pretty good ones they make. Second, we're annihilating their Navy. We've knocked out already 10 ships. They're at the bottom of the sea. Third, we're ensuring that the world's number one sponsor of terror can never obtain a nuclear weapon. Never going to have a nuclear weapon. I said that from the beginning. They're never going to have a nuclear weapon. They were on the road to getting one legitimately through a deal that was signed foolishly by our country. And finally, we're ensuring that the Iranian regime cannot continue to arm, fund, and direct terrorist armies outside of their borders. And we thought we had a deal, but then they backed out. And they came back, and we thought we had a deal, and they backed out. I said, you can't deal with these people. You got to do it the right way. Today, we grieve for the four heroic American service members who have been killed in action and send our love and support to their families. In their memory, we continue this mission with ferocious, unyielding resolve to crush the threat this terrorist regime poses to the American people, and a threat indeed it is. We have the strongest and most powerful by far military in the world, and we will easily prevail. We're already substantially ahead of our time projections, but whatever the time is, it's okay. Whatever it takes, we will always. And we have, from right from the beginning, we projected 4 to 5 weeks. But we have capability to go far longer than that. We'll do it. Whatever somebody said today, they said, oh, well, if the president wants to do it really quickly, after that, he'll get bored. I don't get bored. There's nothing boring about this. Do you agree with that, Pete? I don't think there's anything, Mr. General. I think there's nothing boring about it. Somebody actually said from the media, I think you'll get bored after about a week or two. No, we don't get bored. I never get bored. If I got bored, I wouldn't be standing here right now. I guarantee you that, to go through what I had to go through. We also projected 4 weeks to terminate the military leadership. And as you know, that was done in about an hour. So we're ahead of schedule there by a lot. But please join me in thanking every American service member who bravely is standing in harm's way. They really are incredible. And I just want to thank you. We have a lot of them right here. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We have a lot of great service members here with us, too, in this beautiful building. Isn't it beautiful? We're adding on to the building a little bit. We're improving the building. See that nice drape? When that comes down right now, you see a very, very deep hole. But in about a year and a half from now, you're going to see a very, very beautiful building. And there's your entrance to it right there. In fact, it looks so nice, I don't think I'll even, I think I'll save money on the doors because it can't get more beautiful than that. I picked those drapes in my first term. I always like gold, but I think we can save a lot of money. I just saved curtains. But, and it will be, it'll be spectacular. It'll be the most beautiful ballroom. I believe it's because I built many a ballroom. I believe it's going to be the most beautiful ballroom anywhere in the world. And when you hear all that hammering out there, you know why the First Lady is not thrilled exactly. She said, will the pile drivers ever stop? You know, they go from 6 in the morning till 11:30 in the evening. Can you imagine? Here? You know what? To me, that's a beautiful sound. She doesn't like it. I love it. You know what? To me, other than here, because we're donating it, not a penny to the taxpayer. It'll be under budget, ahead of schedule. It'll be $400 million or less. Most people say $400 million or more. No, it'll be less. But when I hear that sound, that beautiful sound behind me, it means money, so I like it. But my wife isn't thrilled. She said, this is getting crazy. I said, don't worry about it. We'll be all finished up in a few months. But now for the reason that we're gathered this morning to recognize the unsurpassed courage of three really incredible American heroes, one living and two no longer with us.
So all right, guys, together, we'll let President Trump continue to speak, but we have a hard out that we're up against. The Alex Jones Show is next. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue to follow.
We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Patriotapparel.com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.